the damn boat and tie it to a tree. They approached
me. Born to a woman who rarely let me touch her. We married young, I was 20.
With lawyers all around him, and the three shrinks, Zettel, Flo, and Teason, directly opposite the table. He had been declared sane on the spot, and seconds later,
a small square house, the first dwelling Nate had seen since Corumba.
I had taken a thick will prepared by Stafford and one of his associates, declared it to be his, and signed it. There was no dispute about this. "Oh my God," Huck Eddie said under his breath, but loud enough for everyone to hear. "When did he sign it?" Wycliffe asked. "Moments before he jumped to his death." "Is it handwritten?" "It is." "Did he sign it?"
There were signs of life. A horse, a cow, washing on the line, a canoe near the water. A man with a straw hat, a bona fide pantanero, stepped onto the porch and gave them a lazy wave. Past the house, Welly...
And she was 18. And so Lillian is old, too. I haven't seen her in years, and I won't see her today. I'm sure she's still playing the role of the grieving, abandoned, yet dutiful first wife who got traded in...
Vicar frequency might be measured, after which the subject would be exposed to a fatiguing tone of a particular frequency and intensity for a period of time. The threshold would then be measured again, and the shift in threshold...
...her trophy. She has never remarried, and I'm sure she hasn't had sex in 50 years. I don't know how... we reproduced. Her oldest is now 47, Troy Jr., a worthless idiot who is cursed with my name. As a boy, he adopted the name of TJ and still prefers it to Troy. Of the six children gathered here now, TJ
pointed to a spot where thick undergrowth spilled onto the river. Jevy looked, but seemed not to care. He'd seen a million alligators. Nate had seen only